in the listening audience honestly believe that wealthy people are sending money to Mr. Obama because they want him to raise their taxes and redistribute the wealth of this country? Do you honestly believe that wealthy people are backing Mr. Obama because they think he's going to raise their taxes and make this a better country for the dispossessed class? Or do you think that perhaps they're backing Mr. Obama because he's going to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., set up a fascist corporate society so that they can dominate and exploit the dispossessed masses? Well, with that as a background, let's get to Barry and see what he has to say this morning. Thanks so much for being with us, Barry. These are exciting times. Have you heard the stories about the massing tanks and troops on the Syrian border?
No. Not today's story. I wouldn't put huge significance on that yet.
All right, fine.
There are lots of war games being played in the Middle East, and it doesn't mean a war is going to break out yet.
All right.
Of more interest, it's November 4th, and your government has a lot of nerve holding an election on Rabin's Assassination Memorial Day.
Well, Chris, this is always the day that we hold our election, you know, the first Tuesday, and so we can't blame the government on that, but it is a strange coincidence.
Indeed. You brought up a story, and last night I was on Israel National Radio, and I told the truth about Rabin, and they let me, which is my little contribution to this year. You're right, Yigal Amir supposedly, secretly, went on two major television networks in Israel. There are only three. And it was a huge controversy, once again, as Rabin's assassination day approaches. You need a scandal. You never miss it. Every year you get a scandal, mostly to divert people's attention to the real facts of the murder. I mean, this is done on purpose. Amir didn't just phone the TV stations. He didn't just know their phone numbers. They didn't just put the interview on the air. None of this was random, but that's how it's being sold, of course. Now, look, Amir is in prison. They can do whatever they want with him, but the fact remains I have a tape which on November 17th of 1995, Amir says he didn't kill Rabin, that it was the conspiracy led by Shimon Peres. Those are his exact words. I've had the tape for 10 years. This is the real Yigal Amir. What you get now is what the prison services and the secret services tell you you're going to get. Now, of the interview, I want you to know something. I don't know if he snuck this in on purpose or not, but Amir says his influences in... by the way, he does not say that he killed Rabin. He says, I was there and I shot, but I didn't kill him. So let's not confuse that. Nonetheless, of course he shot. He shot blanks, and it's a complicated story. But he says his inspiration, why he did it, came from the political leaders Ariel Sharon, Raful Eitan, and Rehavam Ze'evi, all assassinated, one after another. Sharon drank tea with Peres and was taken to Hadassah Hospital with a stroke, and half an hour later, by Rabin's murderer, the bodyguard Yoram Rubin, who, guess what, was just appointed head of the Secret Service, Shabak, Personal Security Division. What a great country. The murderers all get great promotions. Rehavam Ze'evi was the tourist minister who was about to quit the Knesset. He gave Sharon an ultimatum that unless Peres is removed from the government, he would quit and take two other parties with him. 4 hours before his final speech exposing Peres, he is shot outside his hotel room. That was another Peres murder. This is the hit squad going on in Israel to any politician who dares slap Shimon Peres in the face, he dies. And Raful Eitan, this is my book, Bye Bye Gaza, with lots of pictures. Well, a tidal wave swallowed him and his car and threw him in the ocean, and he drowned in a tsunami. Believe it or not, that's what they told the Israeli people. That's what they told, except I have pictures of the car in Bye Bye Gaza, and no tsunami did that to his car. Yigal Amir chose three assassinated leaders, all of them by Paris's hit squad, as his inspiration for shooting his blanks at Amir, at Rabin. I believe, now I don't want to read him like this is the Holy Writ, but I do believe that there was a message in there that very few, unfortunately, understand, but I think I did understand.
All right, we'll get back to that in just a moment here with Barry Shamet, who's the world's leading expert on the murder of Rabin. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Federal Communications Broadcast Advisory for Political Broadcasting Regulations states, all broadcast facilities must make available to all legally qualified candidates equal opportunity and reasonable access at the lowest unit rate. KHNC has complied and made such time and rates available to all legally qualified candidates. If we run any political candidate, we must run all political candidates. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, who's written a book on the murder of Rabin, and of course he's put out a DVD, a video on it, a great source of information. So you pick the story up there, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to mention that briefly, but let's finish this topic off.
Okay, you go ahead.
Now, in the wake of Yigal Amir's secret radio interviews, TV interviews, there is a massive wave of disgust in Israel. The head of the Shabak, Yuval Diskin, says that settler extremists will try to assassinate a political leader. The same message is given by Rabin's daughter, Dalia, who, by the way, in 2000 wanted her father's murder reinvestigated. There were too many open questions. Well, of course, Defense Minister Ehud Barak talks about dealing with the settlers with an iron fist as if Amir was a settler. He was, in fact, from Herzliya. What you have is the usual yearly scandal. So people blame Amir and don't think about the actual facts of the murder. This year was a beauty. By the way, every year is a beauty. But this year was an especially national scandal beauty, with one reaction which I think should be noted. Well, let's say two reactions. One is the head of the religious party, National Religious Party, it's called Zvulun Orlev. Well, he agreed with all this anti-Amir invective, and he calls Amir a despicable murderer. Look, there was an amazing statement by the police chief of Israel that without the settler leaders, he could not have abandoned, evacuated the Jews of Gaza, of Gush Katif. Without the Yesha Council putting up phony protests to vent spleen and so on, without their cooperation, Gush Katif would not have been evacuated. What you have with Zvulun Orlev is another religious Uncle Tom joining the mass to condemn Amir when he was blamed for the murder. The religious of Israel were blamed for killing Rabin, and this week, this month, the attack on Israel's religious has just gone into full motion. We'll talk about that very shortly. But Aryeh Eldad of the National Union, again, a religious, well, he's a maledet, and he's going, doesn't matter what he is a member of the Knesset. He said he would only enter the upcoming coalition in return for a new investigation of the Rabin assassination. You had one normal voice in all of this that didn't believe that Amir's TV interviews were accidental. You had one member of the Knesset saying, I'm not joining the government until this murder is finally reinvestigated. And that's about all. You know, when I left Israel, I had more than just helped organize, I think there were five Rabin conferences. Some of them, well, there were hundreds of people at these conferences. So I left, and the amateurs have taken over the ship, and they had a conference this year led by Aryeh Zaritsky, a professor at Ben-Gurion University, and they advertised it, and lo and behold, why, the hall where it was supposed to be held canceled them. With a few hours before the conference, the hall canceled them. They sent out emails everywhere that we're going to find a new location, that we're going to sue this hall. They have nowhere to put their conference. They finally get a hotel in the same city, Herzliya, birthplace of Amir, of course, and there's hardly anyone there. But the police show up and take their computer and their projector. And believe me, without the projector, there's no proving anything to anybody. You have to show the murder and the witnesses. The police called it an illegal gathering, so they all sat around talking Amir without any evidence or proof. This was this year's Rabin conference, a complete fiasco from beginning to end, thanks to the government who pressured the hall into canceling them. They are pressing so hard to rub out the Rabin murder in Israel. And honest to goodness, I wish I could be back in Israel. But there's something else that you know about and I know about, and we briefly discussed this, and that is Ami Meshulam, son of Rabbi Uzi Meshulam, who tried to get the truth about the kidnapped Yemenite children into the public domain. He ran to Canada, and he said the Shabak warned him to shut up, showed him a film of my friend, the journalist Adir Zeek, being warned to cut out the Rabin stuff. Zeek refused, and he saw a film of Zeek unconscious, given the disease, injected with the disease that killed him 4 months later, and he said, I ran. He said, I just ran from Israel. It's being taken over. I believe he used the word fascist forces. And that would have happened to me. That would have been my fate. Otherwise, I wish I was in Israel to help bring justice to the country. No such luck. But what I can do, get my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. It's on lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. You'll see a box that says search right in my name. Chamish. That's Chamish. Don't get the color version. It's too expensive. Get the black and white version. It's at lulu.com. And also, if you press the language Spanish, there's also a Spanish Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin at Lulu. If you want to know the real details, get that book. And you're right. Go to my website, www.barrychamish.com. Scroll down, third from the end is my speech, the whole speech, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, and just follow the speech. It's also on YouTube. If you Google YouTube, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, you'll get there. But you're better off going to barrychamish.com and watching my lecture, and you'll understand this murder. And by the way, everyone does. I gave several speeches in Nebraska, and people understood precisely what the murder was and who did it.
Well, I think it was very interesting. I read the article in the New York Times about the television interview by Amir, and of course, all we know is what we read in the newspaper. I didn't hear it. We don't know if it was accurate. We don't even know if it was Amir. We do know that supposedly Amir was not supposed to have used the telephone to talk to the television station, so they put him in isolation, in solitary confinement in the prison to punish him for giving the interview, which actually, of course, said, I did it, I'm glad I did it, and of course all the people who told me, who inspired me are now dead, but basically, are they creating the reality of the Israeli people? Is the one thing they fear that the Israeli people would really come to believe that this was a conspiracy by people at the highest levels of their government, just as here in the United States, repeatedly, we get cover stories for the assassination of President Kennedy or his brother or Martin Luther King, and the truth is never allowed to be brought out because the people really realize that the governments in both Israel and the United States, there is a secret government, and they simply murder people, just like people eating popcorn. They think nothing at all of it. But they can't let the public know. And I feel that as I read that article about Amir in the New York Times just yesterday, I suddenly realized we don't have no idea whether this is real or whether this is all totally contrived to manipulate the reality of the Israeli people.
Well, we know it's contrived by the date. It's not like he did this in the spring. He did it just before Rabin Day. So that's the giveaway, of course. But let's go on to the fun attack on the Israeli religious and the settlers. It's been a busy, busy week. Now, I'm just going to give three examples, and by the way, heavily publicized examples of the Israeli government sending their really fascist troops. They're called Yassam. They're the police troops wearing black, who just beat the settlers. We'll start with the first attack on a lovely lady who I know, Ariella Weiss. She was the mayor of Kedumim, a community that I spoke at and I like very much. Well, she was arrested by Yassam. This was on October 20th, I believe. Nonetheless, they treated her extremely roughly. They pulled off her wig and pulled off her dress and did everything to humiliate her. And they arrested her husband, and they arrested her business partner. That was the first. Then came the attack on the houses near Hebron. It's called the Fetterman Tor attack, but the one who got the most publicity was Noam Fetterman, an attorney who was associated with Koch. I hope he's not anymore, but nonetheless, they ransacked his house, came in with bulldozers, broke one of his baby's fingers, actual breaking of a baby's fingers. They tore another baby who was suckling at his mother's breast. They tore the baby away from the mother. The children thought the Arabs were attacking them. They didn't believe that the Jews were attacking them. Now, while all this was going on, one settler was sickened by seeing the house bulldozed. I mean, that area was Jewish, and this house was fully built, and all their memories were within. They came in the middle of the night without any warning, there was no warrant, there was no court appearance, nothing. They turned the house into thorough wreckage. Now, one settler was very upset and said he hoped the Israeli army gets the same thing they're giving out. And, well, here comes the anger of the Israeli government. Ehud Olmert condemns the verbal, what does he call it, the verbiage of the settlers. Ehud Barak, the defense minister, talks about treating the settlers with an iron fist. Instead of course, talking about the wrecked house, the ruined family, a husband, wife, 9 children, 2 of them just simply babies, under 2 years of age. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about the verbiage and the settlers and how ugly and awful the settlers are. All of this happened this week. Now, 3 times the settlers rebuilt the house. Well, as best they could. I mean, how rebuilt could that house ever be? Whoops. I'm ready. I hear the music.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamus here at the American Media Network.
Founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beisel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you through your website, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your books.
Or invite me to lecture.
Invite you to lecture, right.
I did very well in Nebraska last week, very well in Atlanta the month before. The time has come for you to actually see me, perhaps. First of all, who murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And it's a vastly expanded book from the original. www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a box that says search. Write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you to who murdered Rabin. If you want it in Spanish, just open up Spanish and do the same thing. My website has got my Rabin lecture on it. You just go to www.barrychamish.com. Third from the bottom is the Rabin lecture. Also, if you write YouTube, Chamish, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, there is that lecture is now on YouTube. Yes. If you want to invite me to lecture, I'll leave a phone number, 904-315-8745. That's 904-315-8745. And, yes, I've got lots of DVDs, including the second half of my Who Murdered Rabin DVD, which is not shown on YouTube. I'll be happy to send it to you. Now let's get back to the wreckage of the Fetterman House. What happened, there's a side issue to this that cannot be discounted. The religious soldiers were lied to by their commanders. They were told that terrorists had infiltrated the area, and they were the ones holding the roads. They weren't the ones wrecking the house. That was, again, the Assam police unit and their black uniformed thugs. They were the ones who brutalized and bruised and beat up the Fetterman family. But the soldiers from Judea and Samaria kept onlookers and neighbors away from the house, saying there was a terrorist attack, because that's what their commanders told them. They lied to them, and the parents of the soldiers have appealed to the head of the IDF, General Ashkenazi, to discipline the commanders who lie to their children. I can't begin to tell you what this does to Army morale. It's everywhere now that the commanders of the IDF are using settlers to keep help away from other settlers. And the IDF at one point didn't lie. It was unique in its honesty. It's just morally, it's just gone straight down. And this is what happened with the Fetterman family. The religious soldiers helped out against their will. But this isn't the end, because a week before, the Fetterman family and the Tor family had their homes wrecked, the Israeli government added 500 PLO troops to Hebron. In other words, they're bringing the Arabs in and they're throwing the Jews out. Hebron is in mortal danger. And remember, this was David's first capital. The Jewish presence there goes back 3,200 years. And the Israeli government is destroying a 3,200-year Jewish historical city.
And I think it's important our people, our listeners, realize that's where Abraham and members of his family are buried there in the tombs there in Hebron. That's very important to Jewish life.
Well, that's the of course the tombs of the patriarch. That's after the Western Wall. That's the second most religious site in Judaism, and the government is bringing 500 PLO cops to guard Hebron. The Jews there are in terrible, terrible trouble. They're at risk for their lives. But let's go on to the attack on the religious. It didn't end with Ariella Weiss and the Fetterman Tor families. The Assam troops, again, the black-shirted, the Israeli version of the Banana Republic police force, raided a seminary, a yeshiva, in the town of Yizhar, which has suffered miserably from terrorism. They raided this, the Yeshivat Dorshe Yehudeda, and in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning, they made their students, 14, 15 years old, that's it, they forced them to face the wall while their school was being thoroughly trashed. These are Jews attacking Jews. Let's not exaggerate that. These are Jews crushing the settler movement, crushing it. And that's what happened in the last 10 days, 2 weeks. The government has started a campaign of incitement. The same government that did the killing, that killed Rabin Sharon, Ze'evi, Eitan, the murderers, are attacking the settlers for their verbal outrages, and it's just an absolute, it's absolutely horrific, despicable, and hideous. But that's actually what's happening in Israel right now. It's nothing but lies and vandalism and beatings.
Well, now, basically, how does the average Israeli feel about the way the settlers are being treated? And wasn't the settler movement actually initially instigated by the government?
It was instigated by Shimon Peres and Ariel Sharon back in 76. And again, it was not instituted to help the settlers. It was a security move, thinking that the settlers would get killed. In 76, they thought the Arabs would overwhelm them, but that's not the way it turned out, and it became a center for Torah study worldwide, and it had to go. The plan didn't work out. How are the Israeli people? The Israeli people get the news and they believe it. Two Shabak agents within the settler movement, one is Baruch Marzel, the other is Itamar Ben-Gvir. Well, they go to the court, and they want the right to have a protest rally in Umm el-Fahim, Israel's, well, it's really the center of Arab terrorism in Israel, and it's nothing but a pure provocation. But Ben-Gvir doesn't lose in court. The court always back the provokers. And this is what the next fiasco coming up is the settlers will be marching in Umm el-Fahm with the Israeli court's approval. It's simply the Israeli people want to believe in their government. I hear the music.
Well, they don't realize, of course, that their government has been taken over by evil and wicked men who control most of the major political parties. We'll be right back.
And women.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Federal Communications Broadcast Advisory for Political Broadcasting Regulations states, all broadcast facilities must make available to all legally qualified candidates equal opportunity and reasonable access at the lowest unit rate. KHNC has complied and made such time and rates available to all legally qualified candidates. If we run any political candidate, we must run all political candidates. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, you pick up the story from there.
Well, there's a good man, an honest man. His name is Benny Begin. He is the son of the last honest Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin. He announced that he was going to join the Likud party for the upcoming elections. I want to remind people, in case you didn't know, that Benny Begin, who I have interviewed at great length, who gave me tremendous information, especially about Sharon, in March of 96, he opposed the unconditional pullout of Hebron, and in the Knesset, again, it's Shimon Peres, it's always Shimon Peres, he runs the hit squad. He said to Benny Begin, I'm sick of you and your crappy family. 2 months later, Benny Begin's son, Yehuda, is flying an Air Force jet, and he has vertigo. Something, since the invention of the computer, you don't get anymore. And he dies. And Begin quit politics. There must have been a great moral. His conscience must have just exploded, because by going into politics, he is putting his life and those, oh, God forbid, his family, one son isn't enough, at great, great risk, and he's coming back to bring what was his father's political party, the Herut, back into the politics of Israel. A very, very worrisome development, but also one that shows that Israel's moral conscience isn't completely dead yet. But there's an issue I'm going to bring up that should be brought up. There has been a lot of talk on the internet about a ship, the Iran Dayanat. Well, here's the story. It left Iran and was taken over off the coast of Africa by Somali pirates. The Somali pirates wanted ransom, of course. That's the way a pirate works. But they opened up the packages stored throughout the hull, and they started getting very sick, losing their hair, stomach, you could call them viruses. They were dead. 16 of the Somali pirates died after being exposed to the sands. They were just bags of sand. Now, let's just say what the reports are everywhere, that Iran had packed a ship full of radioactive dust, sand, that it purchased from China, and it was going to explode this ship off the coast of Tel Aviv. The plan was that the sailors get into boats and go who knows where, maybe Gaza, maybe Egypt, maybe they'll be picked up by another boat, but then they were going to explode the ship, and this radioactive dust would be carried by the winter winds into Tel Aviv. You're talking about the potential for thousands of dead. Now, Israel reacted to this ship, the Iran Dayanat incident, by asking the United States to put a full embargo on Iranian ships. Now, it's much worse than that. Israel, if this story is true, and I'll tell you one reason that I still kind of doubt it in some ways. If this story is true, Israel is almost nuked. That there was a plan to cover Tel Aviv with radioactive dust. And this should be the ultimate pretext for a vicious, ungodly war if this actually happened. The one problem I have is the Israeli government. Forget the American government, which also should have exposed this story. But if the Israeli government didn't tell its people that you were almost nuked, that if they didn't confirm the story of the Iran Dayanat, well, then maybe it didn't happen. But you have to understand, these people are liars. The Israeli government and the American government lie without any conscience, and maybe it did happen. Maybe Israel was very, very close to being dirty nuked on Yom Kippur. The plan was to explode the ship on Yom Kippur and to spread radioactive dust throughout Tel Aviv and the Israeli coastal region. Have you heard this story?
No, I hadn't at first. I've heard of it. Oh, where did it come out? Because I usually have my ear fairly close to the ground.
Go onto Google and write Iran and then Dayanat. Deyanat. Iran, Deyanat, and you'll get the full story. If this story is true, simply, what can I say? My sister lives in Tel Aviv. My nephew, my niece, my people live in Tel Aviv. They were almost dirty nuked by Iran, if this story is true. There's another story out there from an Iranian scientist that Iran had detonated a nuclear bomb an underground nuclear bomb. I spoke with an Air Force officer 2 days ago. He said, no, it was an earthquake. I've read the reports. It was 5 on the Richter scale, but it was too deep to be nuclear. Nonetheless, the dirty bomb story, I think the odds are very good that the Iran Dayanat was trying to dirty bomb Tel Aviv.
Well, it's a fascinating story. We'll just have to wait and see if it can be confirmed. And then if it could be confirmed, we might never hear of it because they have such control over the media here in the United States that if they want to black something out, it would be blacked out.
Well, you'll find on the Internet it's not blacked out.
I know, but I'm talking about the general media. I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC. Fortunately, we do have the Internet as an alternative source of information. We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Federal Communications Broadcast Advisory for Political Broadcasting Regulations states, all broadcast facilities must make available to all legally qualified candidates equal opportunity and reasonable access at the lowest unit rate. KHNC has complied and made such time and rates available to all legally qualified candidates. If we run any political candidate, we must run all political candidates.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. And certainly today is election day, and everybody's waiting to find out who the next president's going to be. And let me suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a facade. Basically, you need to get the information on our secret government. I have a 4-tape set there, which includes an interview with Professor Quigley, a liberal college professor, probably the leading historian of the last century, at least according to Samuel Huntington, who is the current professor of history at Harvard University. But Professor Quigley, in this interview, talks about the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations, which dominates America today. But, of course, he was unaware of the other organizations. Of course, some of them didn't exist when his book was written. Certainly very little was known at that time about the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission wasn't organized until 1973. But you need to get our 4-tape set on the secret government. It will give you an overview of what's going on. We have a parallel 4-tape set called Secret Societies. It goes into the fact that going all the way back to 1936, both political candidates, whether they be Democrat or Republican, were controlled by the same people, which is exactly what's going on at this today. As you run two candidates, Barack Hussein Obama and John McCain, and they're both controlled by people who come from America's secret government, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. These organizations, which are all bound together by a common goal, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. And isn't it interesting that neither John McCain nor Barack Obama talks about the globalist movement, talks about the fact that we've done away with tariffs, talks about the fact that we are transferring our manufacturing to other countries. In fact, the only person who mentioned this at all was Barack Hussein Obama, who talked about the fact he was going to take away the tax breaks from the corporations that they were moving their factories overseas. Of course, most people don't understand. We subsidize the factories that are overseas. American factories, you move your factory overseas, you don't have to pay any American taxes. If I'm an American citizen, I live overseas, I have to pay taxes. But if you're an American corporation founded and based in America and you have your factories overseas, you don't pay taxes on that money. Why do you think that is? Why? Because, of course, that is the purpose, to redistribute the wealth of our nation, to impoverish our people, to destroy the middle class and the poor people. Then we'll hold their hands out to the wealthy and say, please help us. And, of course, behind the wealthy people are the spiritual forces that energize them. Let me suggest my four-tape set on the secret government, my four-tape set on the secret societies, and then, of course, the secret government special, which includes both tape sets and then a couple of DVDs put out by Bill Sneblin, who claims he was part of the Illuminati. That's the secret government special. We have so much information at Radio Liberty. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can get, of course, our four-tape set on satanic crimes, our four-tape set on the supernatural. You can get our book on satanic crimes. You can get, of course, Joanna Michelson's excellent book on the beautiful side of evil, because she was a medium. She saw the miracles, and there are real miracles that come from the dark side. And, of course, so many of our leaders have given themselves over to the dark side. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Long at many polling places across the country, including New York City. Correspondent Glenn Shuck reports.
By the time the doors opened here at 6 a.m., a polling spot at East 81st Street, hundreds had already been in line to vote. Paul Whibley got here at 5:30 in the morning. Did you expect to see a line here this morning? A line,
but not this much of a line, not at this hour. Usually there are half a dozen people at 6 in the morning.
What about the excitement in this election that has a lot of people interested? Are you have that excitement today?
I have it. It's the first time I've felt this excited about voting in 16 years. Very happy.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg got here at 7:15 and waited 45 minutes in line to finally vote.
I've never seen anything like this.
Glenn Shuck in New York.
Poll officials say lengthy lines should not be any kind of a deterrent for people wanting to cast their ballots. One official said two things to bring would be something to read and a sense.